this Whit Sunday, the festival of Pentecost. And a particular welcome to all visitors, especially those who are here in connection with the rite of holy baptism later in the service. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.
God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin, that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God the Almighty.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the King of glory, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, by the power of the same Spirit, strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The epistle is from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in all the languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Pega and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and Polycites, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." This is the word of the Lord.
Gradual hymn, "Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly God."
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 19.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A bishop, a canon, and a lay reader were all asked the same question. What would you like people to say about you after you die? The canon said, I hope that people say that I help them to understand the absolute love that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit offers to them. The bishop said, when I die, I hope that people will say I saved many souls by helping them receive Jesus as their personal Savior. Finally, the lay reader was asked, what do you hope people will say about you after you have died? And the lay reader answered, look, he's still breathing. On the evening of his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his apostles, who were scared out of their wits. He came to show them he truly is alive. He came to offer them forgiveness. When Jesus said, peace be with you, he was also implying, I forgive you for deserting me. I forgive you for when I needed you the most. You abandoned me. The apostles had to be petrified when they saw Jesus. They thought he was a ghost seeking revenge. Jesus reassured them, look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones. As you see, I have. The first meeting of Jesus with the apostles teaches an important lesson. All of us, each one of us, are insufficient. We are all needy. We need help to live our lives on earth every day. Getting through the craziness, if you like, in life does not depend on who you are, but rather who are you with. Jesus appearing to the apostles offers peace that God is still with you even when you fail him, even through your worst sin. Jesus did not go through that locked door to bring revenge, but rather reconciliation. To seal the deal, as it were, Jesus breathed his own life into them. The breath of God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's promise to be sufficient for you. God always gives you enough to overcome the things in life that hurt you. God is sufficient for all your needs. There is nothing that happens today that you and God cannot handle together. I understand more clearly why, after Jesus breathed on them the power of the Holy Spirit, he said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Jesus knew the apostles would not be the only ones to betray him. All of us betray Jesus with our own sins. Jesus extended his mercy to everyone by giving his church the power of God's forgiveness. There is a quite true story that shows how the Holy Spirit breathes in our lives. A mother took her boy to a piano concert. Seizing the opportunity to explore the wonders of the concert hall, the little boy rose from his seat and explored his way through a door marked "No Admittance." The mother returned to her seat after going to chat with a friend in another row. She panicked that her child was missing. And suddenly the curtains parted and spotlights focused on the impressive grand piano on stage. The mother saw her little boy sitting at the keyboard, innocently hitting the keys for "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star." At that moment, the great piano master, I'm not sure of his name, but probably someone like the renowned Lang Lang, made his entrance. He quickly moved the piano and whispered in the boy's ears, "Don't stop, keep playing." Then, leaning over the boy, the distinguished pianist reached down with his left hand and began to play the bass part. Soon, his right arm stretched around the other side to play the top melody line. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderful experience. The audience was mesmerized. The Holy Spirit says to you and me, don't stop. Keep believing. I'll take care of the rest. Happy Pentecost. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. His sponsors to present him now.
We present Robert John O'Reilly to be baptized.
Peter and Emran, as his sponsors,
will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Robert for baptism and answer on his behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage him in the life and faith of the Christian community?
With the help of God, we will.
In baptism, this child begins his journey in faith. You speak for him today. Will you care for him and help him to take his place within the life and worship of Christ's Church?
With the help of God, we will.
In baptism, God called us from darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sins and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all proud rebellion against God?
I reject them.
Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil?
I renounce them.
Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor?
I repent of them.
Do you turn to Christ as Savior?
I turn to Christ.
Do you submit to Christ as Lord?
I submit to Christ.
Do you come to Christ the way, the truth, and the life?
I come to Christ.
Members of the congregation, you have heard these our brothers and sisters respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling? The baptismal hymn, Give Me Joy in My Heart.
Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, keep me loving. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me loving. Keep me loving till the break of day.
Children present or younger members of the congregation that would like to come forward here and see the baby baptized more closely, you're welcome to do so. And if it helps for mum and dad or nanny or granddad to come as well, that's perfectly possible. Good for you. The fact that we've one here, others may follow. Okay? Anybody? Good. That's good. Good. Yes. Do you want to come up here? Yeah. Okay. Do you want to come up? Are you okay? We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt
to freedom and the promised land. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize you into his fellowship, those who come to him in faith. Now, sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Robert may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may we walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forevermore.
Amen.
Emlyn and Peter, do you believe and accept the Christian faith into which Robert is to be baptized? Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess, together with these sponsors, the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe and trust in God the Son? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the everlasting. Amen.
Sorry.
Robert John Henry, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess. Proclaim his resurrection. Look for his coming in glory. God has called you into his church.
Safely returned. Father, we thank you that Robert has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that he may grow in the faith in which he has been baptized. Grant that he himself may profess it when he comes to be confirmed. Grant that he may bear witness to it by a life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, bless the home of this child, and give such grace and wisdom to all who have the care of him, that they may teach him to know and love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The offertory hymn, Come Lord and Meet Us in This Holy Hour. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. To you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. Bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We gain many, our one body, we all share in one bread.
Draw near with faith, Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. Everyone is welcome to receive Holy Communion, and those who aren't yet confirmed, particularly the children, they're welcome to come forward with their parents or guardians and receive a blessing.
Love of Christ.
Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the words and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. It is good to see Christian aid envelopes being returned. If parishioners haven't yet received one, they are available on the table at the back of the church and may be returned up to next Sunday. Saturday next, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there will be a coffee morning and sale in Mara Hamlet Parochial Hall. Parishioners and friends from Annahilt and other neighbouring churches are, of course, cordially invited, and your support would be much appreciated. That's next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12:30 in Mara Hamlet. Sunday next is Trinity Sunday. Morning prayer and the litany at 10 o'clock. The next meeting of the Select Vestry will take place in the Parochial Hall on Monday, the 1st of June at 7:30. And our Children's Day service will take place this year on Sunday, the 14th of June at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn, Fire of God, Titanic Spirit.